it's my pleasure to introduce two well-known and beloved characters from American popular culture. Now, they're starring in their own musical produced by the Showbiz Players on May 29th. That's opening night at the Carnegie in Covington. They're the Addams Family. And we have both Charlie Harper, who plays Gomez Addams, and Carly Kantor, who plays Morticia. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Let's hear a little bit more about Showbiz Players, just to sort of set the stage, so to speak. Community theater.
Yes.
And they've been around since 86.
Mm-hmm.
And is Carnegie always the home base?
I believe so, for as long as I've been aware.
Yeah, I think in the past they were not at the Carnegie. Mm-hmm. It's been in the past couple of years. But I think before that they were at a few different theaters, which we've been hearing a little bit about in the rehearsal process. But I think they've been at the Carnegie for a few years, which is an awesome theater.
It is a gem.
Back to the Addams Family. Had you seen the musical version at all before you got the roles?
I had not.
I had not either. And I really didn't know anything about the show. And I remember being in callbacks for this show and cracking up during it. I loved the TV show growing up. It was one of my dad's favorites. So I obviously wanted to play Morticia because it's such an iconic role. But the show is hilarious. I was just having a field day during the callbacks because it's so funny.
Who are some of our favorite characters who are still in the musical version of the Addams Family, besides the two of you, of course?
I never get tired of Fester. It's so ridiculous. For me, Christopher Lloyd's crazy eyes in the films, and Jeff Richardson's doing a great job of picking that up for us. I eat it up.
Does it make an appearance? Or?
Yeah, we
yes.
do
oh,
have.
Oh, okay.
We have the hand. We have Cousin It. So we've got everyone. Grandma's there. Wednesday and Pugsley are a little bit older than they are in the TV show, so you get to kind of see how their characters evolve as they age, which is a cool thing because they always kind of maintain their youth in the TV show.
Yeah.
The whole family's there. Lurch is there doing his strange butler
yes,
thing.
His bizarre sort of thing. You connected the story now because the kids are a little older, Pugsley and Wednesday. So this storyline has to do with Wednesday having a boyfriend.
Wednesday's growing up, and that creates major struggles for Morticia and Gomez. She's not comfortable. Well, she's engaged. And it's a secret. And the secret's a problem. And things sort of devolve from there and hijinks ensue. So, yeah, that's the big challenge. And, of course, you think of the original pigtailed Wednesday.
Married?
And for Gomez and for Morticia, she's still there. She's still the little girl, but not so much, really. So, yeah, that big change in terms of the family dynamics and the relationships are a lot of the basis for the comedy in the musical.
Morticia and Gomez, the characters, have always come off as being just devoted to each other. It's always the sense that they're very much in love and very much supportive. Does that play out? They may have disputes or keep things from each other. And in this case, I understand there is a big secret.
Yeah, there's definitely the same relationship. And that's a big part of how they maneuver their marriage. And the love and passion between them is really played out. They play it out in song. They play it out in dance. It's played out in scenes. And then the one secret that Gomez must keep, which... we won't give away everything, but that causes the dispute between them because that's the one thing they have in their marriage is they really don't keep much from each other.
Do you get a lot of kisses going up the arm?
Oh, yes.
The composer and the folks who put this show together, it's the Jersey Boys authors, Marshall Brickman, Rick Ellis, and the Drama Desk Award winner, Andrew Lippa. So they've got a nice track record of writing great music.
For sure. Yeah, they do a great job. They spent a lot of time massaging Addams Family. It varied and sort of grew as a show through its Broadway run. And then subsequently when it went to tour, the music just kept getting better and getting better. And the lyrics are clever. It's a nostalgia show for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I grew up watching this on television, but it's not just that. It remains funny to the younger generation. My kids sit in the backseat of the car. They know the whole show. They're singing along. They're laughing. It really works regardless of whether you have that background because the lyrics and the book, they just are so funny.
Tell us a little bit about each of your background. Go ahead, Carly, tell us about your theater background.
Sure. So I grew up in Cincinnati, so I grew up doing a lot of community theater here. And I was so lucky. Cincinnati is such a great theater community and so many opportunities. And then I got my musical theater degree at Northwestern University. I also double majored in communication sciences and disorders. So I actually went on to work currently as a voice pathologist. So now I work with singers and voice disorders. So though I'm not performing professionally, I work with professional singers all the time. I'm really lucky that I'm back in Cincinnati and there's so much performing to do all the time. It's great.
You can work a lot here. It's exciting. Well, what an interesting career.
Yeah, I feel really fortunate. I love what I do, and I love the training that I've gotten in the past. I got to go to CCM Preparatory Department here, which is an amazing training facility. Mm-hmm. It's such a great place. I've been really lucky with my career up to this point.
How about you, Charlie?
I grew up in Cincinnati as a performer. I went to Creative and Performing Arts back in the Jack Loizzo and Bill Dickinson days and had opportunities to perform in Europe and to tour the States, and subsequently got my undergraduate in theater. Then I left for 18 years, and about a year ago, I noticed that my children paid no attention to anything I said about what they were doing on stage, because they don't know me as a performer. They know their mother as one, but not me. So I said, all right, I need to get back on stage. And so about a year ago, I started doing some musicals and shooting some commercials and singing and whatnot. So it's been a fun ride.
Yeah. Does it feel good?
It does.
To be back?
It does. I got to my first rehearsal for a musical and went, oh my gosh, I'm home.
Well, it sounds like it's a musical that all ages can enjoy, or is it more geared toward adults?
All ages, for sure,
all right,
yeah.
Good. And it's at the Carnegie.
We're playing May 29th and 30th, and then
June 7th.
3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, absolutely.
Well, the Showbiz Players is giving regional actors and singers all kinds of opportunities to perform, and they're presenting coming up May 29th, opening night, through June 7th at the Carnegie. The Addams Family with Charlie Harper, who we've been speaking with. He plays Gomez, and Carly Cantor, who plays Morticia. For more information about tickets, ticket prices, and showtimes, please visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.